tiene tres el novato, su quinto de la noche.
Sexton inside.
Junior se la clava dos con autoridad.
Drifting jumper, he can't. Thompson now got Carmelo in the air and dunks.
Welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Ohio and the Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
Coming to you from the depths of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, it is Cavs HQ. Great to have you aboard this week. Feels like it's been a while. Good to see you.
Happy New Year.
I know. Happy New Year.
It's the 2020, and your complaints have been heard because I see my highlights are only lasting like 2 seconds now.
Complaints have been heard.
Yeah, well, you have been mentioning that they're too long. And
I didn't say they were too long. I said they were nice and lengthy. During the radio,
that's another way to put it.
The radio show intros, it takes them a good 5 minutes of the show to get out your calls. Good to see you.
Good to see you, man.
Cavs winding up a homestand and heading out on a grueling road trip. 6 games in 9 days straight ahead for the Cavs here in mid-January. That does not count travel days, and that includes 2 back-to-backs.
And all of the United States time zones will be visited by the Cavaliers during this road trip. And I think we have mentioned it before, John, the back-to-back in L.A., it's difficult for any team.
Right.
I don't care what team is coming to visit. If you have 2 games on consecutive nights at Staples Center, I think it's a grueling way. And then also to finish it in back-to-backs is also difficult when you've been on the road for that long.
It is Monday, Tuesday, Lakers-Clippers at Staples Center, and then Friday, Saturday, Memphis-Chicago. Fun games, but a difficult, tricky schedule for the Cavs as we wrap up this 4-game home.
And somebody at the NBA office doesn't like us because they schedule us for the first weekend of wildcard weekend to play on back-to-back days. So we miss all of the NFL wildcard.
Four really good games.
And we're playing in LA on Monday, the night of the college football final.
I didn't realize that. Yes. Is that when that is?
Yes. LSU Clemson, that's when we're going to be playing. So
yeah. Hey, I guess they
want us to concentrate
you
on
have, you have to
on
do your job. Job first. By the way, did we see, I didn't, you brought up the NFL.
Yes.
Have we seen the end of a dynasty? Did the Tennessee Titans?
I think it's more like the end of an era.
Okay,
because
Brees went out.
I wouldn't be surprised if Rodgers goes out next weekend, and now you got all these young guys. I was so happy for Kirk Cousins. Come on, he took so much heat after he got.
That's interesting.
He was given all that money, having won 0 playoff games,
right.
And then he goes to NOLA. And drives the team all the way down to a touchdown in overtime. And everybody starts complaining again about the NFL rules in the playoff.
Like
the other team didn't get a chance to touch the ball.
They've modified them. That if you get a field goal, you do touch the ball.
That would be like in soccer in the World Cup, the guy who kicks the penalty kick. If he makes it, they win. If he misses it, the other guy wins.
Wait, so you don't like the rule the way
I don't like the fact that the other guy didn't get to touch the ball.
Well, if you score, that's why they modified it. Because it used to be, once you get the ball, you get to kick a field goal, game over.
You can use those rules in the regular season, but in the playoff, you got to give the guys a chance to at least
tie
the game and then play sudden death.
But so what would you play? That each team gets a possession, and then you just play sudden death from there? Well, what if each team scores a touchdown? And then you're the
sudden death after that.
What's the difference? That team has the advantage because they got the coin flip.
No, but you got a chance to play it. That's the advantage of winning the coin toss. You get the second possession.
Shouldn't the advantage of the coin toss be if you drive down and score a touchdown, you win the game?
It's the same question.
It's
okay. You know, the Minnesota deserves to win. But I'm saying it's like one time, I think a few years ago, it was Rodgers who didn't get a chance to touch the ball in the playoff.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I get it. I get the argument against. All 4 were incredible games.
Mike Vrabel.
Yeah. I DVR that entire game. We got home from our game. I started that game at 11:30.
Yeah.
Started doing work for the next game. Basketball work, but had that game on.
Awesome games.
I did not trust that the Titans were going to win until that clock showed 0-0.
The best part about it, and I know this is the basketball show, but
the best part about it was
Mike Vrabel giving Bill Belichick a little bit and a lot of his own medicine when he took all
running
those penalties
clock.
Consecutively mm-hmm. just to run the clock. And then on top of that, the Patriots made a mistake to have an encroachment so that he could get another 2 penalties just to keep running the clock off. It was great. And Belichick knew it, and there was nothing he could do to stop it.
Yeah, it could be the end of a dynasty. Talking dynasties, how about Duke University? We have we have an excellent guest, a featured guest, assistant coach of the Cavaliers, Antonio Lang, to be joining us. He was part of one of the most memorable moments in sports history. I mean, in recent
probably
sports
one of
history.
The best games ever played any sport.
Yeah,
I think
the Christian Laettner, 2 seconds left, turnaround jumper. I mean, one of the best games. It's one of those you remember where you were when it happened.
I want to ask him, because remember, this is the same game that Christian Laettner stepped on the Kentucky player's chest and he didn't get thrown out. And then he makes the winning bucket at the end of the game. So he should have never been on the floor.
It made Laettner and Duke so likable at the time. That might come up too, to Coach Lang as well. Antonio Lang is straight ahead. A lot more to come right here on Cavs HQ.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Cirque du Soleil explores a new Frozen playground in ways that defy all expectations. Discover the world of Crystal. Let yourself be amazed by Cirque du Soleil's very first on-ice experience. Playing June 24th through 28th at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Get your tickets for Crystal now at CirqueDuSoleil.com.
Get to the newly transformed Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse and light the land with your Cleveland Monsters. Exciting promotions, concession deals, and an unforgettable fan experience make Monsters hockey serious fun.
Celebrate the Monsters' 500th home game on Friday, January 24th, as all fans can enjoy $1 Pepsis, $2 Sugardale hot dogs, and $3 select beers.
For tickets, visit ClevelandMonsters.com or visit any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Monsters hockey, light the land.
Good news! Dutch Farms has partnered with Discount Drug Mart's Pro Points program to bring you farm-fresh dairy products and even more Pro Points. Stop by your local Discount Drug Mart and you'll find simple, wholesome, all-natural Dutch Farms shredded and sliced cheese, butter, cream cheese, and sour cream. Dutch Farms dairy is made in America's heartland and is now available in Ohio. Drug Mart's Pro Points are simple, fun, rewarding, and delicious. Stock up on Dutch Farms and earn Pro Points today.
We fight for the hard-working Clevelanders. For the young and hungry playing pickup games on the playground courts. And anyone who's ever pulled on the Cavs jersey and backed us. For the love. For the legacy. For the land. Always know what you're fighting for. Be the fight.
Monday, January 20th, the Cavs battle the New York Knicks at 5 p.m. Great seats available now at Cavs.com or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart.
We welcome you back to Cavs HQ as we are joined by our featured guest.
Oh, wow.
Look at this guy. Cavs assistant coach Antonio.
Budget I know going that, out the window.
I know
man.
This is a big like, moment for you.
Something must be wrong. Yeah.
Take some deep breaths because this is a big moment for you. I know. Try not to be nervous.
I'll try not
roll
to
roll the neck. Good to see you. How you been?
Hey, I'm doing great. Day off.
Day off.
Would have been nice to go into not it with a win.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
I
not to have
coming
to share
here.
It here.
Oh, no. Yeah. Of course, I love coming here. So. Good to have a day off and good to see you guys as always do.
Good to see you, man.
So it's cool.
Welcome back to Cleveland.
Hey, it's home.
Yeah, I know what I was going to say. I mean, when you got the call, you know, what thoughts ran through your head? What are some of the memories of your playing days here hit you?
A long time ago, Jim Jones told me, he said, Tony, you'll end up back here. When I first came back 5 years ago, and I'm like, no, I think I'm going to be in Salt Lake a while. So when I got the call, I was still under contract with the Jazz, great. And Coach Snyder and Dennis gave me permission to come here and talk. And once I came here, I just had the feeling that I was home. And it just felt right. My first son was born here. My best years in the NBA was here, mm-hmm. and three real good years. And I'm just happy to be back, man. I'm just happy. Hopefully we can help turn some stuff around and hopefully we put our foot in the right direction and we
Was that part of what made it interesting to you, the challenge of coming in here and building something from the bottom up? I mean, obviously the coaching staff working with Coach Beilein and all that, but was that part of the that made it a lot more interesting, coming home and coming to build something here in Cleveland that could last for a long time?
Yeah, it did, because we did the same thing out in Utah. Mm-hmm. We came in defensive. It's shocking how the numbers were similar.
Is
we got
right?
a little lucky. We got Rudy Gobert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That he kind of changed defensive numbers, but.
Right.
The challenge of coming and being through a rebuild situation and kind of having that experience and hopefully coming here to help with that, a little bit of that experience, help Coach Beilein, Coach Bickerstaff, all our guys on our great staff. If I can name them all, they're really, really good. But just to come in just to be a part of that, and I think you get a whole lot more out of it when you hear from the beginning and then you build something with a group.
It's more yours, right?
Yeah, yeah. You can kind of put ownership on it. So that was really intriguing. Also, it was increasing my role. I could do a whole lot more here than I could do out in Utah. So all those things all together was really intriguing for me.
For those who want to peek behind the curtain, how so does that increase your role? You know, what do you do now for this team, and how has it increased from what you were doing in Utah?
Well, I had a voice in Utah, but here I think I have more of a voice in meetings, especially. Also on the court with the guys, been able to do some breakdowns, do scouts, talk about some other things, work with the bigs. They always put me with the bigs. I keep telling them that I was a guard.
Well, you're a rim protector,
I was a
man.
Guard when I played. I was not a big. You know, Mark West and Tyrone Hill and Michael Cage, they were the bigs.
Yeah.
You know, I was a guy running around trying to guard everybody, I guess. But so just that, just in general, just all over being able just to have my impact. Use my voice a little bit more. My mom, my wife say I like to talk a lot, so at least I can get a little money from it, you know, doing it. So,
where is this team right now in terms of, you knew it was going to be a grind.
Yeah.
I mean, you're starting a 19-year-old and a 20-year-old in the backcourt. In terms of the progression that you've seen, where are the areas that you are most encouraged as we're about at the, you know, one-third point of the season?
I think the progress, you guys sat here and talked with Joe about three guys. One, of course, Dylan's been out with his injuries, but Kevin Porter Jr. and Darius Garland, how when you look at them when they first started to where they are now, the progress they made is really, really promising, really encouraging. Learning the game, it's kind of like you have to play games to play against vets. It's not like how it used to be when you have vets in practice. They can kind of show you this, show you that. Now you get it in game. So I think they're getting this study, or they're learning a lot during the game. I think they have showed a lot of improvement. Also, I think Colin is doing a better job of finding guys, getting more awareness of learning how to play the game. Like I said, both of these guys are 19, 20 years old. It usually takes point guards a little time, 3-4 years, to become, I think, good players in this league, and I think those guys are on the way right now.
I have talked to my broadcast during the whole season, and we have mentioned here on the show how the end of the year 2019 was going to be a good sample for the coaching staff to evaluate, you know, the progress. And I think it's very clear the progress of Darius, the progress of Kevin Porter before his injury the other night. But going forward, what are the points of emphasis that was, you know, for the young guys, obviously continuing the hard work that they've been putting in, but they seem to be able to get it a lot more now than at the beginning of the season.
Well, it's just like anything else. It's a rhythm to this league. Being in college, you play 30 games. They're at the 30 game mark right now, so the wall's coming up pretty soon. But I think, and our training staff's great. I mean, our ownership, everything, you know, they're great. The guys have kind of gotten to a rhythm of okay, this is what I need to eat. This is how much I need to rest. This now back to back, this is my rhythm from back to back. And I think that's the biggest part of those guys that come in that first year.
A lot more than just basketball.
It's a lot more than basketball. It's what you do off the court that prepares you to be good on the court. And I think those guys have done a good job with our training staff, and that's one of the reasons they've been improving.
This is the 50th anniversary of Cavs basketball, as we're talking to assistant coach Antonio Lang. And so many folks here in Northeast Ohio loved your team and loved your era and the group that you were with. I'm curious, you said something. You said back in the day in practice you used to be able to learn from the veterans. Now you basically have to do it on the run during the games. Why? What has changed?
Well, the game's changed too. I mean, if you look at it, it was more ISOs, more, a little bit more physicality back then, more post-ups, more one-on-one type action. The game was kind of a little bit slower than what it is now. Now it's systems, it's philosophies, it's You know, you have a five, he has to be able to rim roll. Sure, you got to have shooters, you space the floor. And it's more of a fluent game. It's kind of like how football has downsized. You had the big defenders, now they're smaller, mm-hmm. they're quicker, they're faster. Athletic, same thing with basketball right now. So the things you always had older guys that would teach. Like, I remember Michael Kay's teaching me how to tip the ball just to keep it alive. We still have it, mm-hmm. But we had more practice time, it seemed like. It's ironic because when they went away from the back-to-backs, we really don't have as much practice time as you thought that we would. So I think we didn't have the coaches that will come fly to you to work you out in the summer. You stayed around, you worked out with the vets.
Well, send you the trainer.
Send you a trainer, send a masseuse by something. Yeah. These guys, it's unbelievable.
What, you didn't get that?
Oh, no, I didn't get any of that, so I'm salty right now.
Send you a trainer to Bahamas?
I want it back. Yeah, I'm salty right now. I need to get into my contract from here on out. So it was more so, I think, the older guys hung around, you got together, you played, and a lot of times the older guys ran the workout, so. Mm-hmm. You had opportunity to learn from those guys. Now it's kind of on-the-job training, I think, a little bit more.
Antonio, Roth is a big Michigan fan. He is still yet to recover from the 92 championship game, 71-51, Duke over Michigan. We're going to talk a little bit about that, maybe about some of your teammates, maybe about a shot or two.
Do you know I'm undefeated against Michigan? I tell Coach Beeline that all the time.
By the way,
I'm a Michigan football fan because everybody hates him here, but we'll talk about it.
Wow. You survived this area saying that?
Yeah. Well, I love to put
Not well. Yeah, he doesn't do it well. More Antonio Lang right here on Cavs HQ. Straight ahead.
At First Energy, we're putting more into tomorrow so you can get the most out of today by investing in a smarter, stronger, safer grid. And innovative technology that improves reliability. But most of all, we're investing in our people, the dedicated men and women who work each and every day to bring you a brighter future where energy is smarter and living is better. See their stories and more at firstenergycorp.com.
We fight for the hard-working Clevelanders, for the young and hungry playing pickup games on the playground courts. And anyone who's ever pulled on the Cavs jersey and backed us. For the love, for the legacy, for the land. Always know what you're fighting for. Be the fight.
Monday, January 20th, the Cavs battle the New York Knicks at 5 p.m. Great seats available now at Cavs.com or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
What's up, everyone? It's Ahmad with the Cleveland Cavaliers and our proud partner, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, Saucy serves up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer made right in the heart of Ohio City. Our friends at Saucy believe that quality comes first, which is why they've been voted Cleveland's best brewery of 2019. Whether you're ready to sip or chug, come raise your glass with Saucy Brew Works at 2885 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, and right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Crazy beer made for legendary good times. Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind.
Styles. Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the Love on tour. Step into the light at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, July 15th, with special guest Jenny Lewis. Get tickets now at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com. The brand new album, Fine Line, is available to stream and download now. For more, check hstyles.co.uk.
You hear a lot about the future of energy, everything from smart technology to a stronger power grid. It may sound complicated, but it's really just a brighter way to deliver what matters most to you. At First Energy, we know energy is important to your life. That's why we're working each and every day to bring you a brighter energy future. See all the bright ways we continue to put you first at firstenergycorp.com.
Welcome back inside Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse as we continue with our featured guest, Cavs assistant coach Antonio Lang.
Duke Blue Devil, Antonio.
Rafa, do you remember where you were when Christian Laettner hit a particular shot?
I was just starting my career of, like, my post-college career.
Yeah.
And I was selling beer. So I was very
shocking, right?
I was very hydrated. And I was actually having an on-premise event.
I too was in my college dorm. Remember exactly where I was. We may have been hydrated as well at the time. Do you remember where you were when Christian Laettner hit that shot, Antonio?
It's weird. I got a bunch of friends that tell me I was on when the shot was made. I was on the floor doing the curly shuffle.
Yeah.
You remember the Three Stooges? You can look at it when you hit the floor. I started to just start spinning and stuff. Yeah.
You were waiting for the rebound.
Yeah, well, I was waiting for it, and all. Then you fall, and I started doing a little curly shuffle. Yeah.
The curly shuffle.
I'm not that guy. Like, no. Thomas Hill, people always be like, that was you? I'm like, no, that's not.
I was not crying.
I was doing the curly shuffle.
I was breakdancing.
I was breakdancing.
Under the big pile of players at the end when – I know Thomas Hill just started.
No, I was late. Everybody, by that time, they ran in. I was late. So I came and jumped.
Brazil, it's like a whole bunch of people. In
like when I play football, you know, you say you have all these hits when you jump on a pile late. That's what I did.
You're smart. You don't get to a pile early. No. You get to a pile late.
And the funny thing is that Joe Gabriel did an article, on Cavs.com.
Yeah.
And we talked about how that play, you guys had tried it before. You had practiced it, obviously. Yeah. And he didn't work that well the first time.
So we played Wake Forest. We lost two games that year. We lost a buzzer beater to North Carolina, which Henny and all these guys, of course, would love it. You know, John.
I'm sure they remind you when they see
Brad Doherty.
We were 2-3 against those. I mean, 2-1 against those guys that year. But anyway, as you get older, you remember all that stuff. So we, like, long story short, we played against Wake Forest. Coach Odom put pressure on the ball. Grant threw the ball. It veered out of bounds. Christian called it, tried to make a move, stepped out of bounds, we lost the game. So we were practicing before that. He would always do these in-the-game situations, and then after Woods made the shot, went to the sideline, first thing he said, we're going to win this game. I'm like, you see, this is, you'll have, you know, going to win this game. Wrote up the play, like, okay. He said, Grant, can you make the pass? I said, yeah, Christian, when he gets Christian, I got it. And it ended up happening, so it was
Now, the question is, should Christian Laettner have been on the court?
He shouldn't have. They should have thrown him out.
I did not think we were going to hear that.
We're a likable university. Yeah. So they kept him in there.
I did not think I was going to hear that answer. Uh-huh. So it's in hockey, all right? One of the biggest misnomers is that when the U.S. in the Olympics beat Russia, most people thought that was the gold medal game.
Yes.
All right, to me in college basketball, 1990, the season before you got there, Duke lost to UNLV by 30 points. The national championship game. 1991, most thought UNLV was unstoppable. Final Four, not the finals, you beat them 79-77. Mm-hmm. Let me back up. You've won two national championships, right? Mm-hmm. But that game, to me, was the upset, the magnitude of the upset was so big. Yeah. Is it possible that that win maybe was more redeeming than either of the national championships?
No. National championship.
Yeah.
I mean, you play, even though that was, I remember after the game, first thing Coach K said was, we have one more game.
Kansas by 7.
Yeah. And if we'd have played UNLV 100 times, we probably would have beaten them once. And that was
the one, though.
Yeah.
Was
that the game when Grant Hill did the
Kansas
flying alley-oop?
Kansas was the one where he did the flying alley-oop.
That flying alley-oop
with the
was
messed
unbelievable.
Up haircut.
Right at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, you got to say something about the haircut, too.
Yeah.
A bad haircut.
Now, he was your roommate, right?
Yeah, he's my
roommate.
What's
the story with, like, you getting a pit bull and that's why he moved out?
I didn't know that. I found out about that 20 years later.
But did you get a pit bull?
I brought him here.
Yeah.
I had puppies and everything. Great dogs. Best dogs ever.
But Grant said you guys didn't live together the whole college career because you got a pit bull. And he could not live in a house with a pit bull.
You can't believe everything Grant did. I know he has this crystal, like, picture perfect, like, no. Well, first of all, I didn't keep the dog in my house. One of my friends kept the dog, first of all. And I got the dog when I had a job, when I could pay for the dog. That's what happened.
You were asking,
going to live by himself.
You were asking earlier, you don't know why they make you work with the bigs?
Yeah.
I think I have the answer.
What is it?
They think you're a rim protector. We found a video of
a rim attacker
posterizing.
Yeah, let's take a look at this.
Dennis Rodman
on the television set.
Yeah, then he shot. He threw an elbow at me.
But you acted. You didn't even feel it.
Because I mean, my dad stopped liking Rodman after he threw an elbow at his son. So,
he sure did. He did. Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't think I ever get that skinny again, though. That's pretty
you're
cool.
Close. I mean, you're a hot yoga guy. You're on you're on the way there.
I'm trying to recruit people to go with me, but everybody won't go.
Well, on the road, we're going to go in LA. I got a spot. But you're one of those guys that wore those uniforms. Did you like them back then?
I hated them.
The new.
It has Carolina retro blue in it.
Yeah.
And now everybody loves them. And you know what? I love them now. When I see them.
I swear that is what most people say, right?
I remember when they came out, they were like, what? What's going on? I actually found, we moved all our stuff out of storage. I actually found my old jersey.
Did you?
Oh, wow.
I'm scared to put it on because I don't think it's going to fit.
It's a compression shirt now.
Yeah.
Hey, always great visiting with you. If you have a message for, you know, Cavs fans and fans in Northeast Ohio who loved you as a player and can love you again now, what would it be?
Well, I just thank you so much for making me feel at home. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the support. You're great, best fans in the world. Continue to support us. We're going to find a way to make this work. We have good players. We have good management, good ownership, good broadcasters. Everything's good about this.
That last one's a little suspect.
That's a little suspect.
You might have been stretching it on the last one.
Everybody likes or hates Christian Laettner.
Oh, I love him. Yeah. I don't know what everybody else feels about him, but I love him.
Yeah. Hey, Antonio Lang, keep up the good work.
Thanks, John.
More Cavs HQ right after this.
Get to the newly transformed Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse and light the land with your Cleveland Monsters. Exciting promotions, concession deals, and an unforgettable fan experience make Monsters Hockey serious fun.
Saturday, January 25th at 1 p.m. is a Monsters Family Day presented by Castaway Bay as the first 2,000 kids age 12 and under receive a Castaway Bay Day Pass.
For tickets, visit clevelandmonsters.com or visit any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Monsters Hockey, light the land.
Good news! Dutch Farms has partnered with Discount Drug Mart's Pro Points program to bring you farm-fresh dairy products and even more Pro Points. Stop by your local Discount Drug Mart and you'll find simple, wholesome, all-natural Dutch Farms shredded and sliced cheese, butter, cream cheese, and sour cream. Dutch Farms dairy is made in America's heartland and is now available in Ohio. Drug Mart's Pro Points are simple, fun, rewarding, and delicious. Stock up on Dutch Farms and earn Pro Points today.
The Lumineers 3, the World Tour. The global touring sensation is coming to Cleveland Saturday, February 8th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. With special guest, Mount Joy. On sale now. Available at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. Every online ticket includes a copy of the Lumineers' new album, 3, out now.
We fight for the hard-working Clevelanders. For the young and hungry playing pickup games on the playground courts. And anyone who's ever pulled on the Cavs jersey and backed us. For the love. For the legacy. For the land. Always know what you're fighting for. Be the fight.
Monday, January 20th, the Cavs battle the New York Knicks at 5 p.m. Great seats available now at Cavs.com or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
It is time for our community segment here on Cavs HQ. Well, last month, as a part of the Read to Achieve program, which is presented by Cleveland Cliffs, the Cavaliers hosted a third grade class from Citizens Academy East in Cleveland for a Richfield Coliseum era event at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Now, students took a trip back in town to the 80s with the Cavs and arena host Ahmad Crump and members of the Powerhouse Dance and Scream teams for an 80s book celebration. So students read and performed activities based on books from that decade. Each student left with a special Cavs swag bag and tickets to an upcoming home game. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be right back with Joe Gabriel and more Cavs HQ. Here's a look at the Budweiser Brewhouse, one of the new hot spots here inside Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Down here in our studio, apparently, is one of the hot spots as well. John Rafa and Joseph Gabriel, founder
of Cavs.com.
It's making
me thirsty.
How's it going? These pretzels are making me thirsty. Yeah. That's a good spot, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's one of the best spots in the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
The view is interesting. The view is great.
Can we do Cavs HQ from there while the bar is open?
Good. That's a great
interesting
idea.
Maybe in front of a live audience.
Wow. Listen to you. Yeah, I'm sure. Huge budget on this show. Yeah.
We spent it all on the Wayback Machine.
Speaking of which, before we get to whatever you have planned, for those who know the show, you know Joe brings something new every episode. We don't know what it is. Kudos. The Antonio Lang article was terrific on Cavs.com. We had him in the first half of the show. He was spectacular and sensational job. All of Joe's work you can catch at Cavs.com. He's a fun guy, isn't he?
Yeah, it's not. I mean, that's not me at all. That's totally Antonio Lang. I mean, he's fun. He's hilarious, and it's a really interesting story about him in Japan, man. I don't know if I could do what he did. You know, I mean, again, learning the language, adapting and stuff like that. And I also love the bit about him yelling at the referees.
That's
I mean,
his job,
wouldn't
right?
you love to see that? Yeah. Wouldn't you love to see him yelling at Japanese referees? I would.
Yeah, but just knowing his personality a little more now,
he's hilarious. Yeah,
go ahead.
He's great.
My question to you is, I'm sure you discussed his college years with him, and which side of the I still hate Christian Leitner are you in?
Well, I mean, you know, actually, I did another feature with him. It's coming up, actually. Uh-huh. We do a thing called Tournament Tales online.
And he's the perfect guy.
He's the perfect guy. So, actually, we talked to him. I mean, I don't want to give up too much, but he explained the long Christian Leitner pass, how they tried that earlier in the season.
And he missed it. He stepped out of bounds.
Well, yeah. It was against Wake Forest, but, yeah. I mean, you know, he kind of explained – how that Leitner's actually a cool guy, but then he broke down that play. Yeah. I mean, he's fascinating. His story is fascinating, right from high school through now.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. He was a great guest in the first. He talked about that a little bit about defending,
of course,
he's defending.
Right,
Christian Leitner.
Right.
Everybody loves Christian, right? So, hey, what do you have for us this week?
Well, I mean, we always do the Wayback Machine. We're always looking backwards to the 70s and the 80s and the 90s.
Which has been
what Rafa remembers of the 90s.
Did they cancel it because of Joe Michael's pictures?
Well,
hugely popular. Yeah. Good thing they didn't show the other ones that they had.
Well,
select,
I mean, you were shirtless in the last one, so yeah. I mean, it's production value. I mean, well, I think we're over budget right now. So what we're going to do is instead, I thought, let's look ahead. This is 2020. Let's look ahead 10 years and see, like, at 2030. A lot can happen in 10 years.
All right.
I thought about it, you know, the 29-10 season. We were flirting with the finals, going back to the finals. The next season, we lost 26 straight. And the next season, again, we started building back up. A few years later, we won the NBA championship. A lot can happen in 10 years.
Organizational cycle. And that's really interesting, by the way, to think about. As the Cavs were so close. Then for three seasons, not close.
Not close at all.
And then four straight seasons to the title.
They started broadcasting the games in Spanish, and boom.
Right. I mean,
four straight finals.
And here we go, building it back up again. So you're right.
A lot can happen in 10 years. So, and we've kind of asked these questions before. I'm going to ask you guys,
all right,
what do you think in 10 years? And I guess let's start out with the easy one. Browns, Cavs, Tribe, will one of these teams or all of these teams win a title in the next 10 years? By 2030, will one or all three?
Cleveland will have another sports title this next decade.
Okay.
I'm not going to go out on a limb and say which team it is, but I will say that Cleveland will have a title, at least one title, this upcoming decade.
Okay, Rafa.
I will say that two of those three franchises will win a title in the next decade.
I'm with Rafa.
Two of the three.
Two of the three will win titles in the next 10 years.
Let me ask you this question. If you would have gotten asked that question this time 10 years ago, would you have answered the same thing?
Well, I guess 10 years ago I'd have said we were
Did you think the Cavs during that run had enough to go?
Yes, of course.
before the departure of LeBron?
Yes, I did, of course. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, looking back with hindsight, we kind of say, well, no, that team didn't have enough. But at the time, of course we thought he did.
Yeah, a couple of moves in there.
Yeah.
Even you think back to Antoine Jameson, a couple of those guys who came in.
Of course, right.
Shaq was in that.
Shaq Antoine Jameson. I mean, at the time, Delonte West, at the time, of course we believed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we did believe it. But then the next year, if you'd asked me during the 26-game losing streak, no, of course
right,
not.
Right.
I'll say two out of the three.
All right.
Okay.
I like it. Keep rolling.
Okay, we're going to move to coaches real quick. Will there be a woman head coach in the NBA by this time in 2030?
Yes.
I would think so, yeah.
I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to say who it is. I'm going to say Becky Hammon will be a head coach before 2030.
I'd have to agree with that one.
You
as
like
well.
It?
Maybe Lindsay will be.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, so the reports were that Becky Hammon was, considered for the New York job after David Fizdale.
That's a tough job to start, though. Yeah.
That would be tough.
Smart woman. Obviously, clearly they picked the right.
They would have to offer her a lot of money to pick that job for
I'm not
her
sure
first
if
game.
She actually, right. I'm not sure if she actually interviewed or not.
We're not sure if anybody's right for that job. But, okay, let's stick with that subject. Will there be a woman play pro sports in that time? And I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to say what position in what sport? You ready?
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
There's going to be a woman kicker.
Yep.
There's going to be a woman kicker in the NFL. That's what I say.
I guess so. I mean,
if I had to put X amount of dollars on it, I would guess no. That's probably not going to happen in the next
10 years. There would be, that would be the sport, I think.
Yeah, that would be the position. That's why I said I knew you were going to say.
But okay. All right. So will Keith Richards still be alive? 2030.
Of course.
I knew you'd say that.
2040. Yes. He's going to be alive
2040,
in 2040.
Exactly.
If you look at Keith Richards in person, mm-hmm. he looks like he died 20 years ago, and he haven't been told. So, of course, he's going to be alive.
Okay. All right. Will there be a team in any sport outside of the continental U.S.? What sport will it be?
100% yes. And I'd probably start with the NBA.
There'll be basketball and there'll be
football.
It's hard
with the travel. Think about the travel.
Wait a second. You're saying outside of North America?
Outside North America. Overseas or, outside North America.
You throw out hockey.
I think the NFL has a good chance of having a team in Europe, in London, right on the edge with it.
I agree. I think the NFL, they've been flirting with London for so long.
The Jaguars have been a candidate to move that way.
I mean, that was a vision of David Stearns. You know, we lost, obviously, the basketball world lost a great, a huge man in David Stern just recently. And that was what he always said, hey, there's going to be a division in Europe, sooner rather than later. Hasn't happened yet. My guess is within 10 years, that's going to happen.
And what a testament.
Not necessarily a division, but I'd say a team or two outside.
What a testament to his vision that the year he passes away, the two foreigners are leading the All-Star voting. I think that's something else that he saw that nobody else.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, Luka Doncic at the top of the list. And again, that right now, that's a popularity vote. You know what I mean? And we're talking about, popular vote. We're not talking about NBA coaches. We're not talking about anything else. So I agree with you. And it's a full circle type thing as we have lost a great one in David Stern.
When we look back 10 years from now, of all three Cavs rookies, of course, Darius, Kevin Porter Jr., and Dylan, who will have the most career points by this point in their career 10 years from now?
I would say KP.
Okay.
I'd probably go there too.
But I'm going to say Darius Garland.
Think Porter Jr. is the one that has a lot more ways of getting buckets, and I would have to give him the edge.
He has some game, doesn't he?
I mean, once we haven't seen Dylan either yet, and the kid.
But he's a shooter,
nuts,
and there's nothing against that. But I'm saying KP has many different ways to get to the basket, or to he's been working hard on his shot. And I would say that would be him for sure.
And to me, when you talk about Darius, I think there's more half-courtness to his game, more court vision, more than simply scoring. I think if you're projecting long range, I think Porter's the one who in 10 seasons from now likely will have more points. So my point being that that's no knock on Darius Garland.
What do you think?
I think Darius Garland is going to have the most points. Yeah, the game looks and seems easy to him. It does. It just seems like he's going to get it quick. And it seems easy to KP as well. I love his game, and that's not a knock on either guy. Darius just seems like he's just kind of – he's toying with it.
I got to tell you what, 10 years from now, KP is going to be the one that's going to have the most highlight reels.
He almost already does.
He's done some.
He's got a million different ways, doesn't he?
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's so amazing.
Putting a bow on Darius Garland, it's nice – people forget that it was 11 full months between competitive games for
him. And coming back from a surgery.
That's what I'm talking about. Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, 5 games grand total of his collegiate career at Vanderbilt, 11 months, then he's back in, you know, the most challenging position in the NBA night after night after night. It's nice to see. It's almost as if he's his wind is catching up to him. Mm-hmm. He's back to where he needed to be 30-plus games in, and it's good to see for the young man.
Should we keep going?
Yeah.
Or are we done?
We're coming up against the break, but do you have any good ones left?
One more. Oh, there's, if you want one more, will Michigan beat Ohio State in this decade?
Of course.
No, they won't.
They're going to go
in
on a winning
sport?
Streak.
They absolutely will not. They won't do it.
All right.
They can't.
They're
going to
go on a winning streak.
It won't happen.
You have John Harbaugh.
I don't have I don't want to finish.
Oh,
I want to finish with that
on that one. Yeah. Yeah. You're saying they
I want Rafa to be humiliated before I leave.
By 2030 we will check the tape and see if indeed Rafa
save it in the library.
Is humiliated. Joe G, always good seeing you. More Cavs HQ right after this.
Every time you show up, every time you make your presence heard, whether you're here for the memories that last a lifetime or the dance that happens just once a year, whether you ride for the Cinderella or go all in for the legendary comeback, however you choose to be a fan during March Madness, you make the game. The road to the Final Four goes through Cleveland. The NCAA men's basketball first and second rounds, March 20th and 22nd at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Visit ncaa.com/MBBtickets to get your seats today.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Get to the newly transformed Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse and light the land with your Cleveland Monsters. Exciting promotions, concession deals, and an unforgettable fan experience make Monsters hockey serious fun.
Friday, January 31st is Cleveland Rocks Night as the first 10,000 fans receive a WMMS The Buzzard t-shirt designed by Cleveland Clothing Company.
For tickets, visit clevelandmonsters.com or visit any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Monsters hockey, light the land.
The very thought of you.
After 5 sold-out world tours, he's back.
And I'm feeling good.
It's an evening with Michael Bublé.
Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. And
Friday, March 27th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Forever now.
Tickets are on sale now at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com. A Beaver production.
Good news! Dutch Farms has partnered with Discount Drug Mart's Pro Points program to bring you farm-fresh dairy products and even more Pro Points. Stop by your local Discount Drug Mart and you'll find simple, wholesome, all-natural Dutch Farms shredded and sliced cheese, butter, cream cheese, and sour cream. Dutch Farms dairy is made in America's heartland and is now available in Ohio. Drug Mart's Pro Points are simple, fun, rewarding, and delicious. Stock up on Dutch Farms and earn Pro Points today.
The Cavs' 50th anniversary season continues as we are back on Cavs HQ. Larry Nance, Mark Price, Brad Doherty, all in the building this past weekend, man.
They all look in shape, too. Like Gerald Wilkins.
They all
my
do.
God. He could come on the play and play right now.
Yeah, it's great to see everybody. How about Lenny Wilkins?
Yeah.
Guy's 82 years old. He looks fantastic. Craig Elo was back.
Who's the one that looked a little bit like Charles Oakley? Yesterday with a beard, like a little 5 o'clock shadow. I think, was it Tyron Hill? Tyrone Brown? No, Tyron Hill, I think it was. I thought he was. What's Oak doing here?
No. Charles Oakley was not in the
building. Yeah, I know.
A number of Cavalier legends were. Just great to see everybody back. Yeah. On Sunday, how about the show that Dante Exum put on? I mean, the Cavs trailing the Timberwolves by 25, under 5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Dante Exum and the Cavs come roaring all the way back. Dante finished with a career-high 28 points in just 24 minutes. Went 11 of 13 from the field, 4 of 4 from distance, acquired, of course, in the Jordan Clarkson trade. And John Beilein has said, you know, he's made no secret that he's looking for combinations now off that bench with players in and out of the lineup. Larry Nance, of course, has been out of the lineup 1 to 2 weeks, dealing with a knee issue, and Coach may have found something here with Dante Exum.
And I've been lucky to have spent a few minutes here and there with Coach either on the bus or in the team hotel. And he had talked to about how he loves the fact that Dante Exum came in here with the right attitude, mm-hmm. knowing that he was going to have an opportunity to, kind of similar to the one that Coach Lang was mentioning, having a better role, a mm-hmm. more responsibility. He wants to be coach. You can see him talking to Coach Beilein and the coaching staff very often. But at the same time, a lot more aggressive than he had been in the few minutes that he was getting in Utah. So I think that's something that you have to give it to him for taking it up to him to, you know, that proverbial next man up, especially mm-hmm. the other day when in the last loss we had. But he has really taken it to the hoop. He has really played very good defense. He has shown his length. That mm-hmm. That's what we heard about when the trade was made. And I like his demeanor. I like that he keeps his cool. And even when he was putting up bomb after bomb, he hit a couple of two threes consecutive that kind of brought us back into that big run we had. And I like the fact that he stayed, you know,
pretty cool about
pretty
it.
Pretty level, yeah.
He's a feel-good story, too. I mean, his rookie season, he was picked fifth overall by Utah. His would-be second season never came about because he was injured during international play. He was a teammate of Matt Dellavedova's with Team Australia. Injured playing international ball, never had that second season, and then injuries have bothered him ever since. I think it's a fresh
start. And then never got the minutes.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
and
then
even this season when he came to the Cavs, he had not played since early December. Yeah. And in his sixth game as a Cav, he puts up his career high again. 28 points in 24 minutes, 11 of 13 from the field. Talking about players who are seizing opportunities, same game, Ante Zizic a double-double in 24 minutes.
And Ante is a guy that we have seen his game develop and get a lot better when he gets the minutes. I know there was a couple of times in those years that we were making the runs, his first year here, that he got to play a lot of minutes with the starters due to injuries. And he's shown signs of why he was picked so high by the Celtics as well. We're talking about two guys that went in the first round. One obviously higher than the other one, but a double-double to come in, and then his first three rebounds were offensive and putbacks for scores. So I like what we saw. I like that the bench took over. It was those two guys that mainly the mm-hmm. biggest bunch of the game. But, and I know you wanted to touch this topic about the injury to Kevin Porter Jr., kind of lifted everybody up, because then we were really already without Nance Jr. and without Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson.
Right.
So we were not only very small, but very short on the bench, and I love the way they reacted to Coach Beilein.
Yeah, in terms of Kevin Porter, a report was issued that next day. It came out Monday of this week. He will be, and I'm reading right from the release, he'll be reevaluated in approximately 2 weeks after suffering a left knee injury during that game. Imaging at Cleveland Clinic Sports Health and evaluation by the Cavs medical staff revealed a left knee sprain. His return to basketball activities will be updated as appropriate. And there you get a look on the television side. Oh, it was scary.
Odd injury, because Covington stepped on his foot. Mm-hmm. At first, when he stopped, his knee went a little bit where he's not supposed to go, but when he tried to correct it, Covington was stepping on his foot, and that's when it looked bad. Yeah.
So again, he will be reevaluated in approximately 2 weeks. Hard to say if that's good news or not. You know, we expected, I don't know if we expected the worst, but boy, it didn't look good. Went down hard, and again, Kevin Porter reevaluated in 2 weeks. Go ahead.
And John, I wanted to mention, you know, and I know Coach Beilein did it in the post-game conference, and he gave props to Brandon Knight as well. These mm-hmm. are guys that have not been getting the minutes at all.
Right.
And he came into the game and just really played hard. He missed the shot. There's nothing you can do about that. The ball goes in sometimes. The ball sometimes it doesn't. But in the court, I think he was really, really, really effective for the Cavs.
Yeah, he stays ready. You mm-hmm. know, and again, he was healthy. This summer was Brandon Knight, and, you know, a pro's pro is what John Beilein called him before the season began. So, hey, we can expect more combinations. Who knows who's going to be in and out of the lineup for the Cavs. After the Piston game, the Cavaliers embark upon the 6-game in 9-day road trip, which includes a couple of back-to-backs. We'll talk more about that in this next segment. But not going to be an easy trip for the Cavs in terms of timing, in terms of travel, or in terms of opponents.
But it'll be a great opportunity for these guys that we just talked
about. That's right.
You know, we're gonna see minutes increase for Exum, for Zizic, now that Nance is going to be out at least 2 weeks.
A week or two.
You know,
right,
a week or two. We're going to see, obviously, you know, in this back-to-back set, we have two of them. Kevin Love has been resting on the second night of a back-to-back. So that means another guy who's going to come off the bench and take advantage of those minutes. John Henson, who's been protecting the rim very well, had his first start since I think it was like April 8th of 18. He had
his first start as a Cav.
Mm-hmm. So, again, it is bad because we are missing that continuity from our starters and from our team, what we're trying to build. But it's somebody else's opportunity and somebody else's chance to take advantage of
it. Yeah, and for a situation where John Beilein has the lab coat on anyways and looking for combinations that work, I think we're going to see a bundle of them as we get out to this road trip. We will step away when we come back. We will close up shop right here on Cavs HQ. Don't do that at home.
Get to the newly transformed Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse and light the land with your Cleveland Monsters. Exciting promotions, concession deals, and an unforgettable fan experience make Monsters hockey serious fun.
Celebrate the Monsters' 500th home game on Friday, January 24th, as all fans can enjoy $1 Pepsis, $2 Sugardale hot dogs, and $3 select beers.
For tickets, visit clevelandmonsters.com or visit any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Monsters hockey, light the land.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Cirque du Soleil explores a new Frozen playground in ways that defy all expectations. Discover the world of Crystal. Let yourself be amazed by Cirque du Soleil's very first on-ice experience. Playing June 24th through 28th at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Get your tickets for Crystal now at CirqueDuSoleil.com.
We fight for the hard-working Clevelanders. For the young and hungry playing pickup games on the playground courts. And anyone who's ever pulled on the Cavs jersey and backed us. For the love. For the legacy. For the land. Always know what you're fighting for. Be the fight.
Monday, January 20th, the Cavs battle the New York Knicks at 5 p.m. Great seats available now at Cavs.com or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. What's up, everyone? It's Ahmad with the Cleveland Cavaliers and our proud partner, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, Saucy serves up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer made right in the heart of Ohio City. Our friends at Saucy believe that quality comes first, which is why they've been voted Cleveland's best brewery of 2019. Whether you're ready to sip or chug, come raise your glass with Saucy Brew Works at 2885 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, and right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Crazy beer made for legendary good times. Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind.
At First Energy, we're putting more into tomorrow so you can get the most out of today by investing in a smarter, stronger, safer grid and innovative technology that improves reliability. But most of all, we're investing in our people, the dedicated men and women who work each and every day to bring you a brighter future where energy is smarter and living is better. See their stories and more at firstenergycorp.com.
I think we need some new theme music.
Yes.
Can we work on that? I mean, it's all right. The burn and narrow.
It sounds like what was the name of that show that had that bass? Was it Seinfeld?
No, it doesn't sound like Seinfeld. Would just burn.
Same thing.
I don't believe it was.
Seinfeld, J. Mike edition.
Yeah, right. We're wrapping things up here. Cavs heading out on the road. It is a quick trip to Motown, and then for three teams out of the top four in the Western Conference. You get a look there on the television side. A three-game in four-night stretch against the Nuggets, currently tied for second place in the West, and the Lakers and the Clippers first and fourth, respectively. Not an easy swing to the Mountain Time Zone and then to the Pacific.
That was what I'm going to tell you. We go Eastern, Mountain, Pacific, Pacific, Central, Central, and then we come home. And the most important thing, you mentioned the two back-to-backs on the road. We have four sets of three games in Fortnite this month of January.
Yeah, January is a bear.
It is unbelievable. Yep. It doesn't look as bad on the calendar. You kind of see the back-to-back at Staples Center and the back-to-back to finish the first long road trip. But when you look at the month as a whole, and we were talking with Coach Lang about what these guys have to learn off the field, off the court, as opposed to just basketball, this is the month where they're going to put everything into practice. Yeah.
We got young players. They're going to be fine. We got young legs,
fresh
legs.
I think that hurts them being young.
as Coach Lang said, we're getting right up to where that wall is, that rookie wall. This would be the end of a collegiate season. Hey, great to have you with us, as always. Hope everybody had a great new year. For Rafa, I'm John. Until next time, this has been Cavs HQ.
Hasta la vista, baby!
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Harry Styles. Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the Love on tour. Step into the light at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, July 15th, with special guest Jenny Lewis. Get tickets now at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com. The brand new album, Fine Line, is available to stream and download now. For more, check hstyles.co.uk.